Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I got bronchitis. Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecue. Then I ran out, I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And then the smoke got me, I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I got bronchitis.
Department managers, the fire started. And a woman told me she was treated for smoke inhalation at a local hospital. I got bronchitis. There were no other reports of injury.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, you the fire. Oh Lord Jesus, you the fire. Oh Lord Jesus, you the fire.
Named his child after a horrible Yankees player. So
I'll let you
set the background, but I do want to clarify and apologize real quick.
No, you don't have to apologize, but you should.
I just wanted to clarify like what I meant in one of my rants. But you can set the stage first before we get into it.
Well, I'll set the stage, Louie. My whole point was, and I want to talk to you about that because you and I have actually had this discussion before, Lou. I said I'll just read what I wrote. All right, how's that sound? Everybody okay with that?
Go ahead,
Lou.
Yeah.
I think about all sports watching is a giant, unbelievable waste of time. It's a distraction and not even a productive one. Big deal. So you know stats and you can jabber with people about the merits of so-and-so's current season and what they mean to the team. You and other alpha wannabes can argue in a thinly veiled pseudo-homosexual fashion about whose team is better and whose team should give up and which players are garbage and all the other nonsensical things that you have that you yourself have absolutely zero control or effect on, all while barely able to hold back your dichotomous, competitive/angry gay lust. And unless you bet on games, those games really have zero effect on you. Your life isn't going to end if your team loses. The world is not going to be a better place if your team wins. And cops will not stop beating the living shit out of brown people if your team wins its championship. I said, frankly, unless countries use sports to settle disputes, the only thing sports are any good for is keeping the people who play them in shape. In fact, all of the subscriptions to ESPN's 1 through 427, the YES Channel, money on games, going to games, food, etc., ad nauseum, people could spend that money directly on charities instead of funding the overblown salaries of pituitary cases whose charity work is a cunt hair away from court-mandated after they've beaten and raped everything within their immediate vicinity. There are many and near infinitely more productive ways you can waste your damn time other than working yourself up into a foam-flecked, shark-eyed frenzy over the absolutely fucking fatuous physical achievements of someone you will never, ever fucking know. That's what I said on Facebook, and I got a bunch of angry responses to that.
You did get a bunch of angry responses, and I have an issue with a couple of the points in that little rant. Now, the thing that I said in there was that the one thing I wanted to apologize for, which I mistakenly said, was that why are you singling out sports and not other things, to which you replied that you can single out things that are ridiculous in other realms and on other venues, which is correct.
I always talk about waste of time and other shit, yeah.
However, here's my issue. Instead of saying, you know, Justin Bieber is this, or Kim Kardashian is that, when it comes to those things, you specify a specific entity which you have a problem with.
Right.
So instead of saying, hey, it's ridiculous that Alex Rodriguez has made $500 million playing baseball, or hey, it's stupid that 50 million people watch the Super Bowl, instead of saying specific things, you're just like, sports watching is stupid and a waste of time. You're just like generally blanketing an entire thing. As opposed to saying, okay, I don't love Justin Bieber, so music sucks.
Well, you're, in a way, you're right. And what I should have clarified was that I don't think playing sports is necessarily a waste of time at all. Because it's, I mean, even Louie and I, in the last, you know, maybe 6 years or so, have tried to get ourselves running around and throwing a football at each other and shit like that. It's good for your body to play that stuff. I think that the spectacle and the way we raise sports and especially athletes up on this pedestal in this country is absolutely fucking ridiculous. Now,
I'm not denying
again,
that. Like I
that's
said,
not
you,
to,
you
that's not
say,
to say that's also not to say that I'm immune from that. I also enjoy like UFC. And I don't seek it out as much as other people, and I'm not a fanatic. I don't have shirts. I don't have tattoos,
right.
For example, or anything like that, but you know, I do enjoy certain sports sometimes. Yeah. I think that the level, what I should have said when I say like Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber is pop music or you know, reality, quote unquote reality television. I was using them as an example of the genre of things
and
that
like
I think
said,
are bad.
And like you said, there are plenty of things in sports that are ridiculous. Yes, the ticket prices and the salaries are ridiculous. However, when it comes to that sort of thing, it's essentially supply and demand. Like, if nobody was watching sports, the athletes wouldn't make this much money, and they wouldn't charge this much tickets, and blah, 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 and so on down the line. So I understand what you're saying is that I don't want to say bad, because I'm on the top of the list of people who are, like, sports fanatics. So I do understand the sentiment of it's a waste of time, but it's the same thing. Okay, if you're sitting there and listening to a new album for a couple hours, how is that different than watching a game?
Because
it's something to kill time. It's something to keep you in.
Well, no. I don't see it that way at all. And this, Louis, are you part of this at all? Are you there?
Yeah. Now, the last thing, were you saying that music is akin to watching sports? Like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what a couple of people have said that. That's an issue that I take great exception to. Is that music, art, television, and movies are all equated with watching sports?
I wouldn't say that at all.
I think it's all depending on your interest and what your entertainment level is and what your expectation is. My point is, I've never decided to watch a movie because I wanted to. Watching a movie is not going to make the world a better place. Like your comment about why don't we spend the money we do on charity?
I disagree. I disagree completely about a movie not making the world a better place. I disagree completely.
That's a lot of chance.
Well, let Louis speak his piece about the art and about art and music and movies being akin to sports.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that at all. There's some music that is crap. I could say it's like sports where it's like a pastime. You know, I listen to KTU, you know, as a pastime because I'm in my car and I need to listen to something with an up-tempo beat. But it's definitely not artistic. There are other things that are artistic, though. And that I couldn't put that on the level of, you know. Even when I liked Michael Jordan and I knew he was the most amazing player, basketball player, I wouldn't say that was on par with a great album that lose my soul. I think there's a distinction there. There's movies that are, you know, entertainment, sure. You know, G.I. Joe, Transformers, but,
That's pure, that's eye candy, really. It's eye candy. Movies like G.I. Joe are eye candy.
Right. Right, but then there's movies that do change. You know, change the world, you know.
Movies like Citizen Kane, for example, there are movies that after you watch them, your entire way of looking at things can be completely changed by them. That's what I see in art and music and stuff. Yes, there are pieces of art and music that are just pure, it's just pure garbage entertainment, you know. It's just there to occupy time, but there are books, there are movies that are genuine pieces of art that aim people's sight in a certain direction. Like, something that changed my entire perspective was reading, like, Malcolm X's autobiography, for example. You know, like, that gave me a whole different idea of what it means to be a poor person. You know,
okay,
I only saw what I see.
I was like counter to that. And I'm not saying, and again, I'm not saying all sports have this effect, but after 9/11 and us living in New York was, like, a horrible thing, and people were trying to, like, you know, figure out what to do and scrape up the pieces of whatever damage they had, sports helped bring this part of the country back together because it was the first sporting event that kind of like unified everyone and, you know, kind of got us back to some semblance of normalcy. I'm not saying back to normal, but it was, I think it was the first piece, and I think it was an important piece to kind of feel that.
Oh, yeah, but anything could have done that. I mean,
no, like,
we're all looking for something
different.
I'm not saying that sports have no value whatsoever as something that you know, brings people together, but they're also quite capable of pushing people really fucking far apart. And the whole point is
people. I hate people from Boston.
You can say that about anything. You can say that about religion and politics and a whole bunch of other
things. But I have the same opinion about religion and politics as I do about sports, especially religion. I have that same opinion. And that's what I think was pissing me off so much, is them equating stuff to art, sports to art and movies. I'm sorry, but sports do not have the mind-changing value, the evolutionary value when it comes to intelligence that things like art, I mean, art and film and stuff like that, those are things that when they're banned from a country causes people to revolt because people need to express them. And as a matter of fact, the Renaissance was an artistic revolution, and it spawned things in science that we still use. You know, Da Vinci came out of the Italian Renaissance because of his art. You know, and he intertwined art and science. I mean, like, there's... I mean, you know, maybe sports medicine is really the only thing that I could say has a profound impact on the operation of the world. But my point is that with sports, the whole purpose of this uplifting and all this other stuff is still geared back towards sports. It's inclusive. Art and entertainment and stuff like that, the impacts that they have, whether it be positive or negative, and there are a lot of negatives when it comes to that stuff, those things tend to spread out in tendrils throughout and overlap in other things throughout the world. It's not inclusive. You know, you can, one medium of art can inspire you to go into another medium of art and look at things and inspire you to get into science and read and you know, I mean, these books and stuff like that, it's not just even about art. It's also about information, relevant information. You know, information that, I mean, you read and find things out about the world, but when you're reading about sports, you're just finding things out about sports.
All right, but that's what I'm saying, though. What is the difference between the two? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't see the difference between sitting down, flopping $15 on a movie, and then flopping and sitting in front of my couch for 2 hours watching it.
Because if you're watching a movie about what's happening in Serbia right now, you're being fed information that's actually going to help you understand the world a little bit better. But if you're watching a game...
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I feel like you're saying that sports is taking away from the evolution of society. If people want to go see a movie about what's going on in Serbia, they will. Like, no one is stopping that. Like, sports are wildly popular.
Well, you're arguing from the point of, and it's the same, we've talked about this before, you're arguing from the point of, it's what people want to see, so they're going to go see it.
Right? Like I said, if nobody wanted to watch a game, there wouldn't be $20 million salaries.
But people also really fucking want to see the Kardashians and Jersey Shore and shit like that. And I'm still going to condemn that as stupid. You know, I honestly don't put sports on the same level as reality TV because I do think that there is more value in sports than there is in reality television. Because at least if you play sports, you're contributing something, even if it's just to yourself. You know, but if you're watching reality TV or even participating in it, you're not making the world any better. You're not even making yourself any better.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone is watching sports under the guise that they're making anything better. I think it's just a simple form of entertainment or whatever you want to call it. The issue I have is what, you know, you're talking about, you know, pseudo homoeroticism and all that stuff. Like, that's not, like, people, it's not a dick-flashing contest every time you watch a game. Sometimes you just want to watch a game. Like, it's not, it doesn't have to be any undertones or any, you know, bravado or machine-oring of that. Like, for me, I just want to sit down and watch a game. Like, I'm not sitting there going to put my dick out and make fun of the person. I'm not reading again. Sometimes that happens, but not all the time.
You know, I guess you're right, but still, there's some... Yeah, talk about homosexuality. Now I want to interject, save your thought for a second. I was watching David Sedaris on the Daily Show, John Stewart, and he, David Sedaris, writer, he said that he likes to do polls, little theories that he has. He starts asking people. And he said he was at a diner once, and he split, David Sedaris is gay, and he split a dessert with his buddy, who he's known since he was a kid, a dude, and I'm assuming he was gay. And he looked across the diner, and two guys were sharing a dessert, and they at least looked gay. And then he started asking straight guys, would you split a dessert with another straight guy? And thinking back, I've never split a dessert with. I've never looked at it like.
Ever split a dessert with a dude.
No, I've never. I've never sat down at a diner with a buddy and been like, you know what? I really like the chocolate cake, but I don't want to eat the whole thing because of the calories and all. Do you want to split it?
I don't think
of you
two sharing a drink, just for the record.
Shared a cock.
Well, I mean that's the point of that, I think, is that I wouldn't share a dessert with anybody except somebody I was intimate with. I mean, that's an intimate thing to do in the first place.
I shared dessert with female friends.
He asked some guys on his book tour, and they said, one guy said, I did split it with a friend of mine once, but we right off the bat told the waitress, we're not gay. and another dude was like, well, I would split buffalo wings, but no, I wouldn't split, a dessert.
Right.
And he met some guy who was a totally, completely different beast who I think I fall under the category. He said he wasn't gay, but he was so into sweets that he would lick whipped cream off a guy's dick.
I thank you for lowering the bar of this show after we just had a very intelligent fucking discussion about the merits of sports versus art.
You were talking about sports, so I don't know how intelligent it was.
So you were thinking of the sport of licking whipped cream off of somebody's dick.
Oh, we've all been there.
And I had to. One of the things I had to defend today was that one of the people arguing with me about sports was that I have no right to comment about what constitutes wasting people's time because I'm so I'm obsessed with cocks and vaginas and stuff like that because that's the majority of what I talk about. And I had to say, look, you only know what I talk about. First off, you don't listen to the show because while we do talk about dicks and vaginas and shit on the show, we also have very intelligent discussions on the show.
Nothing comes to mind other than
Other than what we just talked about, obviously. No, but I mean, a lot of times our talks do devolve into homosexual come-ons and rape talk, mostly rape talk. But also, I don't use Facebook as a platform to talk about my life like way too many fucking people do. I use it as a place to test jokes and shit.
Yeah. Right.
I look at Facebook in a different
From the couch they tell their wife thanks for dinner.
They check into some place and tag their wife saying we're here and then they Instagram pictures of their fucking cocktails and their food. That's all fine and great. That's what you use it for, but the people who say this stuff don't know about my life well enough to say what I'm obsessed with. Now, granted, if he knew me, he would also be able to say that because I am obsessed with penises and vaginas and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But you
didn't know that.
There is more to the
assumption.
But he's not qualified to make that statement. That's
like
the point.
I guess my issue with your original take was that, I felt like, listen, I'm going to the Yankees game on Saturday. I spent $100 a ticket. Isn't that ridiculous?
Jeez.
That is
$100, Nick?
But listen to me. But if I was a Jay-Z fan and spent $100 on a concert, would that be any different?
I think it would, yeah. Here's my opinion, and it's something I wanted to mention earlier when we were talking about this. Especially when you mentioned listening to an album for a couple of hours. Louie and I have actually put music on when we were writing before. As much as I love music, there are certain things that I listen to that do inspire me to be creative. You know, and I think a lot of creativity comes from fear. But people usually don't put on sports in the background unless they're writing about sports.
Yeah.
All right. I suppose that's a fair point. But like I said, I don't see the difference between sports and any other television show. Like, if you watch Dexter to, like, spark up some creative juice, no, you watch it to fill time for an hour and be entertained.
Because you know what, in shows they show certain human interactions and what people would do in certain outlandish cases that you don't see every day. So, like, say Dexter is a murderer. You know, what would you do in that situation? You know, that's not an everyday thing. But you know, going around the bases is something that's not exactly challenging.
The whole point I'm trying to make is that if I watch a show like Dexter, and I'm maybe coming at this from the perspective of a writer. I think that's where Louis and I are on the same page in this, is that when we watch things like that, it's thought-provoking in a way that spurs discussion with other people, not just about the show, but about themes and society and stuff like that. And we look at it as a creative medium, and we study it to a certain degree. And when we discuss these themes and stuff with other people, to me, that's a springboard for ideas and creating things and writing ideas down and you know, coming up with new ways to look at things. Whereas the discussions that I've had when I was following sports, always it wasn't new themes; it was just new ways to look at sports.
You have to take certain things for what it is. Sports is a competition at its purest form. It's not supposed to necessarily invoke something greater. It's not supposed to necessarily evolve into something else. It is what it is.
But I have to disagree with you on it being competition in its purest form also. There's so many different factors that separate a pure competition from what actually happens in sports. People with better equipment and better training are going to do better. That's why everybody hates the Yankees, because they're so well paid and they have such state-of-the-art equipment and training rooms. And I've seen their fucking training rooms. I've seen their medicine. I've seen their fucking, I mean, they have a staff of doctors at that stadium that would blow any other stadium away. I mean, it's super fucking professional.
All of the accommodation in Major League Baseball or
– they're not the same. They're not the same.
Yes, they are.
No, they aren't. Have you been inside the back rooms of the new Yankee Stadium? They're not the same. I even talked to players from visiting teams who said, "Holy shit, we love the Yankee Stadium because the workout room for the visiting team is so much more awesome than other stadiums." You cannot tell me that.
Okay, if you're telling me that a difference in workout room is going to equate to something else, listen. If you want to say that the Yankees spend more
Yankees have more money than other teams, so they can hire better medical staff than other teams.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say.
But you're talking about you're talking about something that is so infinitesimal as far as like what the difference is. You're gonna tell me that like
really? You know how superstitious and fucking crazy baseball players are, and you know how every little fucking thing they do affects. I mean, Chuck Knobloch was like the most fucking craziest obsessive compulsive player that was ever on the Yankees. Like, if his fucking helmet wasn't in the right place, like in the right direction before he went out on the field, like it threw his whole fucking game off.
All right, you're gonna tell me if he went to a different stadium and had like one less elliptical to work out on, it would throw off his game. Like that's silly. That has no impact on how things are, on how a game is played. What about the actual?
According to the players, everything has an impact on them. How much A-Rod went out the night before, and how many hookers he fucked or killed or buried or whatever. That all has an effect on how they play, according to the players. The Yankees are hated because they have the money to buy their way into a championship. According to other sports fans outside of New York, according to pretty much anybody outside of New York. That's why they hate the fucking Yankees so much.
Right, but it never works out that way because that's not the way you win. championship and it would work out that way all the time.
But it worked out more than
that. The Dodgers have the highest payroll in baseball. They're in last place right now.
Well, that's good.
But you have to understand is that any organization, whether it's a sports team or otherwise, that has the capital to put back into the team is going to have a better team than another. Now, that's not to say that a team that has no fucking money can't have a great team because they just have low-paid and awesome players.
How come indie studios and some low-budget pitchers win the Oscar instead of just the big studios every year?
Because they know somebody. Because they go to a film festival and they put the movie in the film festival and it generates buzz. I know a lot about the whole indie film thing and the industry and shit like that. And it can happen when people get their movies made. But usually you have to know somebody and you have to generate enough buzz. That's where all this viral marketing and shit comes in. It's not a fluke. Because you don't have the money doesn't mean you don't put the time in. It's hustle.
Right. That's the same thing with others. So how is that different than low market or mid market sports teams?
How's that different than what?
Than a low market or mid market sports team. Same thing. Use the resources you have, and you've got to put the best product out there.
So how did we get on this anyway? What was the point? What was the point of the money issue? Why did we get on
that? I was just saying how. The money that you spend doesn't necessarily equate to success, whether it be as a sports franchise, as a movie studio, as a music label, any of that thing. It's all comes down to the product.
It doesn't have an effect on the product necessarily? Is that what you're saying? How much money they make?
I'm not saying it doesn't have an effect. I'm just saying it doesn't equal wins and losses. It doesn't equal success or failure.
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of people that are just as rabid about sports as you are that would absolutely disagree with you.
Well,
yeah, I think the Yankees are in last place just because they painted themselves into a corner. And they have, you know, people that are legendary, so, you know, they can't really get rid of Jeter or A-Rod because those are names that are tracked, even though they're not going to go anywhere this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're still going to sell tickets and have the money. They're just not going to – they're not going to make it anywhere in the leagues because there's – I mean, you're
it's
right
only
in the fact
that
just because they have money doesn't mean that they're going to win. That's absolutely true. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed thing, but I believe that it does have a huge effect on it.
I'm not saying it doesn't have any impact. I'm not saying it doesn't have a huge impact. I'm just saying...
I mean, you could have the best players in the fucking league, but if they're all self-serving assholes and don't know how to come together as a team, which has happened on the Yankees a million times, I mean, that's happened a shitload of times.
And like I said, it's the same thing with the band. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have we seen bands like implode because of...
Yeah, but they also managed to hire a really awesome manager named Joe Torre who was able to put their fucking egos in place for a while.
Well, just for the record, let me say that the Yankees have three of their four highest players. Actually, I think their three highest paid players haven't played all season and they're in first place. Just want to throw that out.
Yeah, it happens. Well, it's because they painted themselves into a corner. Yeah, they got them, and you know they got them when they were young and big names, and you know.
Right. I mean, A-Rod is too fucking old for baseball at this point. He really is. I mean, Bernie Williams is smart. Bernie Williams got out when he saw that his career was going downhill. You know, a lot of
players. He wanted to stick around. A lot of that was them kind of shut the door in his face. But I hear what you're saying. I guess the point I'm saying is, with regard to your original discussion today, I don't think anyone is watching sports and saying, man, this is making the world a better place. I understand what you're saying. Listen, you guys are more involved than most people. You might watch a movie or listen to an album and then like, sort of go on to some other thing. I can tell you that I don't think many people feel that way. If they do, good for them.
But here's the thing. I see what you're saying, but I also think that movies have a more profound impact on people's attitudes, even when it's negatively. I mean, I've met so many girls, and this is true and stereotypical, that have an unrealistic expectation of relationships because of the shitty fucking romantic comedies and bullshit television shows
right.
that they've watched since they were a kid. I mean, movies have impacts on people's outlooks, I think, much more than sports do. So I think that while you're right in saying that there are movies and TV shows and stuff that are shitty and suck, I also think that the responsibility for people in television and movies is greater.
I'm still
going to poke at the balloon of people who think that sports is end all be all, and there are a lot of them.
Let me try to summarize. I think what might be a good point, just to clarify, the fact that some people are so rabid about sports, they kind of leave out another department of just everyday being of knowledge. You know, well, you listen to sports talk radio and they know a lot of stuff about stats and what have you, but they don't know who their congressman is. They don't know who, you know, their senator is. I know in New Jersey, but you know, and that is the real core of the gripe that I think people who, you know, bash sports.
I agree with you that on to an extent, but I will say I don't think that's necessarily just a sports fan thing either. Like, I don't think it's just
No,
the majority of sports fans are not the only people. It's the majority of society and society and sports being a
I guess that was my issue with it. I apologize if I didn't properly verbalize that, but I guess my issue was that the impression I got based on the post was that, you know, sports fans just walk around with nothing else on their mind and no other cares or worries.
No. And that's I think that's kind of I don't know if that's what the other people took exception to. And that's after I wrote that, like, I was kind of hoping you would have seen it earlier because the people that were arguing with me are not – I wasn't getting the impression from them that they were really open to discussion in any way. And you are, and you and I have had conversations, and you're somebody whose opinion that I respect. But rather, if you disagreed with me, you're going to do it in a way that we can actually talk about, you know?
Right. I will say for the record that I am probably closer to – one of the mindless sports fans when it comes to that sort of thing, because a lot of times when it comes to, you know, more important topics, a lot of times I don't have the patience for it. And a lot of that is because, I don't know, I'm just a beaten and broken person at this point in my life. But I think in general, I think a lot of it is like, hey, do I want to watch a 3-hour debate on Obamacare or do I want to watch a game? I'd rather watch a game and just say, fuck it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's anybody. You know, even people who are dying the world, you know, Holly Sy, fucking, college grads, you know, they don't want to watch 3 hours of stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
And like I said, the thing is...
I will acknowledge... Here's what I'll acknowledge from what I said. My upset with sports fans is not... It's not necessarily directed only at sports fans because, again, and my point was that I have a problem with people across the board when it comes to distractionary things in general.
But I do understand
the difference. The problem is not necessarily sports fans, although that may contribute to it. The main problem is that we have such an oppressive society that people feel the need to retreat so far into sports to avoid facing things that we need to face. Yeah, you don't want to watch a 3-hour fucking debate on something because guess what? Nobody does. It's fucking boring. And it's not necessarily because the topic is boring. It's that we keep voting people into office who have nothing actually to say about any of the topics that we need them to represent us on. That is the fucking problem. We don't have interesting things. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just cut out from having any influence over it. So why even pay attention to it? And a lot of people who are, into changing the world and are more on, you know, the grassroots type of thing, they say that they don't vote because it there's no reason to vote. You know, you're not going to do anything in the top, you know, tiers of society.
Right.
You know, you being at your local level.
I'm honestly embarrassed that I have, and I hate to say this because I've always considered myself somebody who's at least active enough in politics to make the right choice based on my beliefs, even if it's, you know, like voting for Ralph Nader was a mistake according to Democrats because it took votes away from John Kerry. But fuck that. I can sleep at night. I voted for the person I wanted in office because that's who I fucking believed in. I'm not going to vote for some stiff piece of shit who I didn't believe in just because he's better than the asshole. No, let the fucking asshole get into office so everybody can see what a fucking prick he is and how fucking far he went to ruin America. And then, I'll just say, you know what? I will go to the depths of the earth to tell everybody I'm right. I'm a horrible person when it comes to that, though. You know, but that's kind of the point is I'm embarrassed to say that I voted in the last couple of elections because it's a choice between terrible and more terrible. Nobody's good. Nobody's ever going to be good.
Right.
We are broken as a society. And yes, I picked a particular aspect of society that irks me to kind of vent my rage on, which is sports
and
the fanaticism
and like
of sports.
I said, like, I'm not saying. You know, you're wrong and your points aren't valid. They definitely are. But I think it was, for me, it was too much of a generalization. Like I said, just like sports watching is a waste of time as opposed to.
Yep. All black people do not go and steal TVs.
Right, as opposed to, you know, it's ridiculous that A-Rod made $500 million playing baseball. Like that I agree with you on. That's absurd.
I should have clarified and said sports fanaticism is a waste of time. You know, I can't even say that, Mick, because I respect you and I love, and you're my friend and I love you to death. But
I
don't agree necessarily with you.
We have different interests and stuff like that.
We have different interests and shit like that. But you're also more than intelligent enough to actually listen to somebody's criticism and have a thoughtful response to it.
That makes the makeup look better.
That's right.
The point of all of that is that. I just think that we glorify sports too much, and that is what I was at heart trying to say.
There are many other things
that we glorify way too fucking much. Our politicians are celebrities.
Right. And I can't remember who it was, but somebody made the point about, you know, scientists have to apply for research grants, whereas, like, the average, you know, athlete is a millionaire. And that's true. That's a horrible indictment on our society. Like, I'm not defending that, but that's just the reality. And like I said,
yeah. And somebody said to me before, you know, you guys still there? We got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Sorry.
Somebody has said, oh wait, no, Mick. It looks like Mickey was muted for some reason. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't do that on purpose. You still there? Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
438-7510?
89. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Armand. What's up, man?
Hey!
What's going on, man? I haven't talked to you in so long. Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh, I know. How's everything? I enjoyed it. I actually have a better insight to your point of view, although I still think it was the original criticism on Facebook was way too general to what you're articulating now.
You seem like...
Generalizing.
No, I think you have to listen to what you said, because I can certainly agree with certain aspects of what you're saying.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. Yes, I was a little too general, but that my indictment wasn't meant to be of all sports in general as just a useless pursuit, but it was more the fanaticism and the glorification of athletes and sports and the sheer amount of money that we pour into it.
Stuff on their fat belly.
Well, I think we all agree that fanaticism is almost look at 9/11 or the Boston Marathon. You know, even baseball on a small scale or sports, I should say. I'm sorry, I'm more of a baseball person. You know, fanaticism is probably wrong. And you need to, and I agree with you on aspects like when the Yankees lost yesterday. You know, and of course everything rears its head on Facebook now. But the Yankees lost yesterday, and of course, a bunch of Mets fans getting a little too crazy, a bunch of Yankee fans being really defensive instead of just saying, "Hey, man, good game," and going to bed.
Right.
So yeah,
right.
No, I agree. So I'm with you.
There we go.
Awesome. Well,